Thank you for listening.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jim Kerr. Fox News reports the U.S.-led international coalition against terrorism must become a coalition for a fair new world order if it's to succeed, former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev said in an interview published Saturday. Said Gorbachev, quote, "If the fight against terrorism is reduced to force actions, the world will eventually lose. If it becomes part of the joint efforts to build a just world order, everybody shall win, including those today who are not supporting the U.S. actions in the coalition," end quote. The U.N. Security Council, he added, should take the initiative in developing corresponding programs. Such thorny issues as the expansion of NATO and the future of the U.S.-Soviet anti-missile agreement, quote, would be easier to resolve when we have a joint strategy of moving in the New World community. As Soviet leader, Gorbachev presided over the 1989 Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan, which ended in the 10-year involvement during which his country lost more than 15,000 soldiers. More news after this.
Lipoic acid. If you haven't heard much about it yet, that's about to change. Lipoic acid, referred to as the ideal antioxidant, is rapidly becoming one of the most popular nutritional supplements available today. And here's why. As an antioxidant, it protects us against free radicals. Free radicals are the bad guys in our bodies that are at the root of all disease. Created by the stresses of modern living, such as pollution, food additives, drugs, alcohol, and cigarettes.
Hey, Bunny.
The key to living
we never did the timer.
Isn't controlling these free radicals. That's why
what
I'm so excited about lipoic acid.
Yeah, 1102. Let's do 1102.
Research
okay.
In the case that lipoic acid can help slow
good
down
heavens,
aging,
I almost forgot.
Control and prevent heart disease, cancer, cataracts, and kidney stones. And here's the most exciting news of all. If you're a diabetic, pay close attention. Research has proven that lipoic acid helps diabetics maintain normal sugar levels. This is a must for people with blood sugar problems. So pick up some lipoic acid by Medical Research Institute today.
Zero. Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie.
In other news, the Washington Times reports a California gun owners group is encouraging the public to respond to terrorism and criminal threats by embracing the deterrent powers of firearms. The 70,000-strong California Rifle and Pistol Association has erected billboards across Central and Southern California saying, "Society is safe when criminals don't know who is armed." The slogan is, in part, a poke at California's unconstitutional concealed weapons laws, giving local police wide power to deny concealed weapons permits. Said the association's spokesman Chuck Michael, a civil rights lawyer in Los Angeles, "It's a campaign to make people think about the legitimate and proper role of firearms in society. What has changed since September 11th is people's sense of their own vulnerability. They don't take their security for granted anymore. In fact, they don't take America or our freedom for granted anymore," said Michael. "A gun clearly won't protect against some threats," he said, "such as a wave of anthrax infections spread through the mail. But it could come in handy in some terrorist situations or in combating a wave of crime or civil unrest set off by terrorist attacks." Said Michael, "We have a false sense of security. Now we recognize we're not as secure as we thought we were, and we can't necessarily depend on the government or somebody else to protect us. So people are starting to think about what it takes to be prepared for certain contingencies." Gun sales in California, which is famous for its laws against private gun ownership, surged more than 30% in the wake of the attacks. More guns, less crime.
Maybe some favorites of yesterday and today continue in the nation's capital.
Do you know that Atros Pro, Apple Computer, and even Nike Shoes have all used government money to help ensure their success, and you can too. This year, the government's going to give out over $350 billion for people like you who want to start a business, go back to school, or even train for a new job. I'm Matthew Lesko, and I've written over 70 books on government programs. You've probably seen me on Oprah, Larry King, or even C-SPAN. My new program shows you 15,000 government sources, like how to get $100,000 to open up a coffee shop, $15,000 to write a book, $30,000 to become a French chef, or $9,000 to take a computer course, or $15,000 to finish college, get a GED, or a PhD. There's also money programs to travel overseas or work on your invention. I've done all the work. You just have to make the call.
Order your 1,100-page book plus 6 hours of audio tapes for two payments of $29.95 plus shipping. Call 1-800-714-5577. That's 1-800-714-5577.
The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that an 11-year-old fifth grader at a St. Louis area school was suspended for smiling inappropriately. The boy's class had been given the assignment of writing about the September 11th attack. The boy drew a sketch of the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center with flames and smoke coming from the upper floors. When the principal of the boy's school asked to see the drawing, the boy showed it to the principal and smiled. The principal suspended Paul from school. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
And that's our cue, because we're the crazy boys of Montreal. Back in town, Will and Bag and Stephen Pickford.
Good
morning. Neil Absaraba, welcome back to Travel World.
Yo, yo,
yo. Yo, yo, yo.
That'll be a new trademark. Oh. Get your line with the yo man.
I'm trying to sell it to Budweiser for their next set of ads. You know, you had the frogs, and then you had, yo, what's up?
And now that'll be the yo man. Oh, boy.
Oh,
just trying to sell just that, yo, yo, yo.
No. No, because that would be 1.5 children's toys, you know, with the strings, yo-yo. Yeah.
Oh, yes, and just like the Slinkies, which come from Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, where our guest is from this
nice
morning.
Nice segue.
Dana Shoemaker is on the line with us, and she went to Quebec City last weekend. I was in Quebec City as well, and first time in around 10 years, and the city is even more beautiful than it was previously. A lot of improvements in the infrastructure. Good morning, Dana.
Hello, how are you all? Holiday Pennsylvania, how are
you? The Slinky Capital.
Wait, the Slinky Capital.
Locally, I'm known as Ms. Slinky, so.
Ooh.
A little bit of fun with that.
Slinky, yes. It's Slinky.
Do you have the same instructions as the actual Slinky in the box?
Well, you know, it's fun for a boy and a girl, so.
Oh,
oh.
Now we're talking.
That's
yes.
What they say.
Now
that's
we're talking.
But she lives where?
You obviously are heading out and going down there right away. But Quebec City, a lot of people are heading to Quebec City now because they've canceled their trips perhaps to Europe, and they're looking for someplace unique and different. And for a weekend getaway, when you think about it, how different Quebec City is from so many other cities in Canada and the United States.
I thought that Quebec was fantastic. I have had my own plans to travel to France for 2 weeks in October, and because of the unknowing situation, I was very excited to be able to go to Quebec because it was a little piece of France. I really experienced that right here in the Western Hemisphere, and I was amazed at the European sense and the feel with the food and the people and the language and the whole feeling in general.
Just walking down the street, and particularly this time of year when there are not that many visitors in the month of November and early December, it's off season, the indirect street lighting, the stone walls, the cobblestone streets, it creates that atmosphere.
Yes, I live in a small historic town myself, and I was greatly impressed by the way the city has preserved and a lot of the stone structures originally there that were built in the late 1600s, early 1700s, and throughout. Amazing that they were in such good shape. They've done a lot of historic preservation there that really captured exactly what it would have been like, you know, even 200 years ago. I thought it was beautiful there.
Well, I think if you do a weekend getaway trip and it's your first time to Quebec City, as we suggest to first-time visitors to any city, acquaint yourself with a city tour. Grey Line offers a daily two-hour tour, begins around 10:15 in the morning from right downtown opposite the Chateau Frontenac Hotel, and you can see, get a layout of the city and see where the different attractions are. Some of them you'll want to go back to and explore more on your own. Grey Line of Quebec is at 1-888-558-7668 on the internet at www.orleansexpress.com. And those 2 hours are well spent in that you get the background information and can then return to the areas that are of particular interest.
Yes, Stephen, I agree. These the tour itself, the two-hour tour, was informative. I didn't feel rushed or whirlwind. And the bus driver that we experienced was very, very informative. He did an, although you could tell he could, you know, he was a French-speaking Quebecer, you could also, you didn't feel put out by the fact that a lot of the people on the bus did speak only English. And some of the sites, he was a bit, he was pretty humorous as well.
And that always adds to the enjoyment of the tour. And in a short period of time, there are so many museums. Quebec City has some great museums that you can explore if you're into history. And you don't have to worry about the fact, oh, you think you're going to Quebec and all the instructions, all the information in the museums are going to be in French only. All the diagrams, all the background information on the exhibits is provided bilingually.
Yeah, available in French and English, which was sort of rewarding to be able to see and to also hear everything in that. And I don't feel as if I missed anything. In fact, I thought it was very accommodating, not difficult to be accommodated in my native tongue as well.
Now, three of those attractions are all operated under the guise of the Museum of Civilization, a unit of the provincial government of Quebec. Started off at Place Royale, where they have just built a new interpretive center. They've started doing the all of the excavations and the rehabilitation of the buildings back in the late 1960s and early 1970s, but only in 1999 did they open an interpretive center to actually house over 1,000 of the artifacts that they recovered during their digs. And you can see 1800-era family costumes and get a feel for what that area was as a vibrant downtown commercial district in the late 1700s and 1800s and how it evolved from the original 1608 Champlain when he came to New France and built his first habitation to the takeover of Quebec by the British in 1759.
Yeah, I thought the museum, the Interpretation Center in Place Royale was really neat, and that the interpretive elements had been very well done, and there was a lot of opportunity for children, for families, for school age, or any age, to try on costumes from the day and play in the situation of the kitchen or of the family space, the living room, the bedroom. And the costumes, amazing replicas of what you would have seen on the streets in the lower town of Quebec in those days.
Very reasonably priced as well. $3 is the admission price. $3 Canadian is the admission price for visitors to the Interpretive Center. Another museum as well for the history-minded is the Museum of French America, the Musée de l'Amérique Française, which gives a historical perspective of the French exploration in North America, the arrival in Quebec and off to Acadia, Louisiana, New England, and,
yeah.
And incorporates
Louisiana.
Louisiana, Monroe, and the Seminaire of Quebec collection, the old seminary with the fine arts and the scientific exhibits that have been collected over two centuries by the priests and brought a world-class exhibit. This is all part of the Museum of French America, and even, I know, Willem, you used to pass the old Wax Museum in Montreal.
Oh, yes.
Now
I thought you were about to say wind.
No, no, he passes that all the time. Yeah. But the Wax Museum, the old Montreal Wax Museum, their exhibit of the heroes of New France is also now on site at the Museum of French America, so you can see the heroes of New France and learn a bit about how they make the wax figurines that are in a wax museum. So that
pretty lifelike, a lot of them,
oh,
too.
Yes,
there's
very
a lot
much.
Of craftsmanship goes into that.
And, of course, you can see that it's now it was politically incorrect now to call it the Museum of Catholic History, so they called it the Museum of Canadian History. They changed the name over time.
Oh,
when it was
God.
First built in the 1930s, that wax museum, they called it the Museum of Catholic History. So
I
can't,
see.
Can't say that anymore. But the number to call, I'm going to give out the number to call for the Quebec City Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's 418-649-2608 on the internet at www.quebecregion.com. And then, of course, the Museum of Civilization itself, which opened around 10 years ago, has a First Nations exhibit and Memories of Quebec. More about Memories of Quebec when we return at the Hotel Dominion in downtown Quebec on Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show. Across America via satellite.
refund in the bounty.
What the hell is a bounty?
If these people were going to get in there and make a change...
Now, I'm to keep Dana on, right?
Yes, please, and add the new guy, the Richard Germain.
Okay.
Thank you.
...of the Republican Convention. These people have to be in line. They have to walk in line with the little ducks that are walking along, and somebody is driving the ducks to the puddle.
Terry Brownfield,
the talk show with a country flavor.
Weekdays, 11 a.m. Eastern, on this station and Liberty Works Radio. It's a fact. More and more vehicle accidents are being blamed on the use of cell phones while driving. Some states have made it illegal to use a phone while driving unless it's equipped with a hands-free speakerphone. That's why we developed the Navigator Hands-Free Kit that turns your cell phone into a speakerphone. It even powers and charges, and you can move it between vehicles without expensive adapters or installation. The Navigator Hands-Free Kit is a snap to install and incredibly easy to use with your Motorola StarTAC or Nokia 5100 or 6100 series cellular phones. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. Order the Navigator Hands-Free Kit for only $69.95. An optional universal kit is available for most other phones without the charger for $49.95. Call 1-800-695-7698 now. If not satisfied, return it within 90 days for a full, no-questions-asked refund. At $69.95, the Navigator is much less expensive than the adapters cell phone companies want to sell you. Call 1-800-695-7698 now.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
Yes, Bonnie.
For a powerful
I get a
study program
answering machine for Richard, and it's all in French, so I don't even know what the hell she's telling me.
It's okay. If you keep getting his answering machine.
The Get Ready, Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best
approaches
for maximum success and reading results.
833
call toll okay. free
5253
813-7975
and if he might call in on his own anyway he's a hotel guy and if he does he call and he does that's fine and if he doesn't well can't be if he calls during the broadcast put him on
1-888-813-7975 call today
yeah that's right.
Overweight, tried to lose
418-266-3300.
Dieting will never work.
Because I'll try the other one.
Thanks.
Willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
21st Century Radio with me, Dr. Bob Hieronymus, is heard nightly on the Liberty Works Radio Network at 10 p.m. Eastern. Tune in to hear the latest about UFOs, ghosts, unfamiliar monsters, suppressed
15?
Free energy
I don't
technologies,
have yet.
And tales to inspire you and improve your life. That's 21st Century Radio weeknights at 10 p.m. Eastern on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Visit us on the web at www.21stcenturyradio.com.
Do you sit at home puzzled about the consumer loan programs available? Today's banking decisions can leave you in pieces. We have consumer loans for boat, RV, credit card, mobile home, line of credit, personal loan, home improvement, auto loan, home equity. At Mutual Federal, we put the pieces together for you.
Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That's right, we're back. back in town. Stephen was away in Quebec City. He took the Via Rail train out to Quebec City.
Oh, Via Rail is certainly the way to go if you're traveling in the Quebec City-Windsor corridor. How peaceful it is just to get on board, not have to battle those long lines and security, and just get on board.
Trains are friendly. Trains are fun.
Oh, were you the jingle singer of that 1970s commercial? Actually, they've all, beautiful railway station in Quebec City, the Gare du Palais. They remodeled it, 1915 railroad station that was out of service for a number of years in the early 80s. They reopened it in 1985, and they still have the traditional ticket wickets that say Quebec Central and Canadian National Railways.
Oh, nice.
And there's a plaque, and I will give you a can of Diet Pepsi, Willem, if you can tell me whose name is on that plaque as one of the people who inaugurated the station in 1985.
Malcolm Andrews.
No.
Pierre Trudeau.
No. Lawrence Hannigan.
Lawrence Hannigan.
Yeah, Lawrence Hannigan.
Well, there goes my Diet Pepsi.
Okay, I knew
it. Not a clue. Who is that?
He was the chairman of Via Rail at the time, but a beautiful station and part of the architectural heritage of the
city. If Lawrence Hannigan was running the railroad, would that mean that instead of one train every hour, it was two every 2 hours?
Yeah, the only Lawrence Hannigan way of getting the train to operate when he was running the Montreal bus system. But no, we enjoyed a great time on the train because you have your choice of the three hot entrees. And of course, on the way back, some smart person boarded the train in St. Foy, suburban Quebec City, to help somebody on board and didn't realize that he should tell a conductor he isn't planning to stay on the train all the way to Montreal because this guy runs to the front of the train and yells, "Let me off, let me off." And the train is just about to cross the Quebec Bridge. And they did make a stop. They called ahead to Master Control and the communication center, and they told him that the train could make an unauthorized stop at the next station in Charny, just on the other side of the river, where you may then try to find your own way home on the once-a-day bus. They also said he could come to Montreal and get a three-hour train ride there and three-hour train ride back, and then they would bring him back to St. Paul. But if you're getting on a train anywhere, via rail or Amtrak, make sure that you say something when you get on that you want to get back off.
Quebec is an Indian word that means where the river narrows. It's the actual, from the Gulf of St. Lawrence coming down this wide, wide area, and just as it narrows, that's where the city of Quebec is. It's perched on top of a cliff with the beautiful Chateau Frontenac, which is one of the main landmarks of Quebec.
If you want to get a good view, a great place to eat, especially on your first night in the city, is L'Astral, the revolving rooftop restaurant on top of the Loews Le Concord Hotel.
Oh, yes.
And you see right up and down the river, you get a beautiful view of the city at night, and it lights up, and it's on the Plains of Abraham, where the battle was fought between the British and the French in 1759, specializing in game and local cuisine. Very intricate menu provided by the chef, Jean-Claude Cruzet, and you can start off, for example, with spring rolls of conserved duck, bok choy, and tread of soya with ginger sauce. Or if you're really adventurous, roasted pigeon with polenta of portobello mushrooms. Yes. We're gonna.
Did this guy cater the Montagne Coupé?
It was actually very tasty. I didn't have the pigeon. I had, some of us in the group had pork chop with herb caramel with mango, pineapple, and avocado. And there was a pan full beef tenderloin with eggplant, shrimp, and baby corn tempura. So excellent meal at L'Astral. And the food is as good as the view. And a great hotel to stay at, because if you want a different place to stay, the Hotel Dominion, 1912, it's in a building.
Where exactly is that?
Yes, it is in a building, yes.
No kidding.
Only 5 rooms per floor, 40 rooms, so you have that very intimate, personalized service feel. It's in Lower Town, a 5-minute walk from the Museum of Civilization. So if you're going to visit the Museum of Civilization for their displays of First Nations exhibits or the Memories of Quebec or their current exhibit on from the Marine Museum in Paris with 33 model ships and over 200 exhibits from that world-class collection from Paris. You stay at the Hotel Dominion, you're not in a hotel with all the tour groups and the conventioneers. You've got it's. How would you describe it, Dana, with regards to the architecture and the in-room amenities?
I felt that it was a 1930s experience or 1920s experience at its best. My room overlooked the St. Lawrence Seaway. So in the morning when I got up, I got to look out and see some ships passing. It was a really great weather there at that time. I thought that the rooms were very crisp, very classic. There was a lot of tile. The bathrooms were very well-equipped. The products that were inside of the bathrooms, you know, the shampoos and soaps you usually get were some more little more upper scale in the sense that I wanted to take all those home.
and did you?
I think I did.
Oh, there you go.
I may have left the shower cap for the next person.
Now that the general manager is actually on the line listening to you.
well, I had told him that, so maybe no surprise for him. But I really enjoyed the cappuccino and espresso and hot coffee were available all the time. The setting was positively Pottery Barn on its very, very best day. Mm. Very crisp, very clean, and the people that were working there, extremely accommodating. Loved the access to the Internet right in the lobby, free for the customers, so that I was able to keep in touch with what was going on in my own world as well. I was visiting Quebec City.
And what the lobby itself is not like a regular hotel lobby where it's so bustling. You've got a living room feel, plush Chesterfields, fireplace, the coffee and the fruit 24 hours a day. It's the setting for their complimentary continental breakfast buffet where it's not just a couple of stale donuts like you get at some hotels. This is yogurt and cheese, fresh pastries baked.
They had pâté. They had pâté there in the morning. Rabbit pâté.
rabbit and apple pâté and a strawberry and lemon marmalade. So it was different. It was totally different than a lot of other hotels. And I think you get away from that chain hotel experience. Some of the attention to detail, the nightlight in the bathroom, so you didn't have to leave the bathroom light all night on so that you would be able to find it. Or you had the Bose Wave radio like we looked at down in...
You had the Wave radio. Yeah,
really?
The Wave radio,
yes.
Those are
wow.
cool, and they're expensive if you've ever priced them out.
Yeah.
They're in every room. A tray to carry your breakfast. So many times people want to go down to the Continental Breakfast Buffet and bring it back to their room. Well, how are you going to struggle with it and drop it all on the floor and you see somebody smashed his muffin on the floor? I've seen that at hotels because he spilled all his coffee and his juice down his shirt. Yeah, it's happened to me. Happened to you.
But
you
can
have a tray in the room, carry it back to your room. An umbrella in the room in case it rains. So. A number of little details like that that took some thinking to put them.
It was more like a bed and breakfast experience in a full hotel atmosphere. The continental breakfast was not at all what I would have considered to be continental by any standards of most hotels I've stayed in. And I really enjoyed when I walked into my room in the evening. The lights were on. They were dimmed for me. The 10 pillows that were on my bed were fluffed. The blankets pulled down for me, and then they were all down, which I am a real fan of, and the jazz music was playing lightly in the back. It really felt like you were walking into your own bedroom. It was very comfortable and very beautiful.
Well, I can certainly recommend Hotel Dominion 1912. You can give them a call at 1-888-833-5253 on the Internet at www.hotelboutique.com, right in the heart of Lower Town around a number of the Financial District buildings. You can see how the... companies of that era thought they were going to go on forever, so they carved their names into the stonework. So you'd have the Imperial Bank of Canada, the Telegraph Building, and the Banque Canadienne Nationale, and all these buildings from the late 1880s, what was the Financial District of Quebec City, all beautifully preserved. And as I said, the Hotel Dominion was a office building of, they consider it the first skyscraper in Quebec. When it was built, 12 stories tall, and it was the headquarters of the Dominion Fruit and Vegetable Company. So
I did my internship in Quebec City. Thought I'd let you guys know.
Okay.
And how did you do your internship for CJAD?
Not for
in
CJAD,
Quebec City.
For Global Television.
Oh, for Global Television. Okay. So you were working with who was it there at the time? Lynn Celeron? Or
no.
Okay.
No. I think she was in Montreal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, she's still in Montreal, but she was in Quebec City at one time. I digress. So the food in Quebec City. You will not leave Quebec City a hungry person. So some comments on our meals and dining in Quebec City when we return on Travel World. Number again for the Quebec City Convention and Visitors Bureau, 418-649-2608 on the Internet at www.quebecregion.com. That's when we return on Travel World. Jim Kerr is next with a Liberty Works news update at half past the hour. And then more about Quebec City, then off to Pennsylvania for Crayola Museum and Steamtown USA in Scranton. And, of course, all of these, the sound effects continue. And, of course, all those links will be on our website at Travel World, www.twc.ca. Good work, Yoav.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey.
Stay tuned for the news. This is Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Across America via satellite.
The Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network.
This is Liberty Works Network News. I'm Jim Kerr.
Okay, guys, that didn't work.
It didn't work. You didn't get him, man.
Well, I did talk to a lady at the 888 number.
Yeah.
And she gave me this number to call.
Okay.
The number that you gave me.
Oh, I see.
And I've already tried that.
Tough noogies for him. And you keep Dana on, and we'll keep talking to her.
Okay.
Frontier regions made the remarks before leaving for Afghanistan after talks with Pakistan. He also met with leaders of fundamentalist elements of Pakistan's Islamic population. Akhani also said the Afghan militia continued to be in touch with Beijing. He declined to divulge the nature and the amount of the assistance being provided by China. He did predict that China would react strongly if U.S. forces penetrate deeper into Afghanistan. Meanwhile, an Israeli intelligence newsletter recently reported that at least 15 Chinese soldiers were killed last week in Afghanistan during battles with American special forces and U.S. bombings. Deb Kafal reported that Pakistani sources in Peshawar confirmed the presence of Chinese soldiers fighting alongside the Taliban and the death of the Chinese men in Kandahar. The intelligence newsletter based their report on intelligence information on the death of Basir al-Masri, commander of the Arab Afghan troops in Jalalabad. Basir al-Masri was a senior aide to Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zuwairi, the Egyptian jihad chief. According to the Debka file report, al-Masri was caught by the American bombardment as he was leaving Kandahar for Jalalabad after meeting with Taliban leaders. He was warned that U.S. special forces were operating in the region and was given a beefed-up security team of bodyguards. The Israeli newsletter reported that 5 Chinese soldiers were among the armed escort assigned to al-Masri. U.S. special forces attacked the convoy with explosive charges. Most of the escort was killed, including 3 of the Chinese guard. Another 10 Chinese fighters died in the U.S. bombardment, said the Debka file report. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now, 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313.
Steven says just because I hear voices.
That's 1-800-718-1313.
Well, that's a good thing. At least it wasn't me.
Yes, sir. My favorite commercial.
Calling all Generation Xers.
Are you tired of search engines that return thousands of useless results? Discover intuitive searches at linkscrawler.com, where Generation Xers search the web their way. If you're between the ages of 18 and 34, you'll find interesting websites and links, including Babe of the Day, shopping, and horoscopes. Linkscrawler.com allows searching the web your way.
30?
They started to come toward me.
Are you a skeptic or are you a believer? Join me, Rob McConnell, weekday mornings in the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Join me as we investigate, interact, 15? And interview those in the know in the world of the paranormal and the science of parapsychology. Dare to believe and dare to be heard, weekday mornings from 2 to 6, live and exclusively on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
A map of stars. A man came in while I was...
This is Sergeant Linda Cook from Muncie Crime Stoppers, a successful program to fight crime in our community where your call can make the difference. This week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is in the process of remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, 2 cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. Again, this week's Crime Stopper case is a house burglary at 619 East Charles, sometime between August 30th and September 4th. The house, which is under remodeling, was entered through a window. Unknown suspects stole a Robie generator, 2 cordless Makita screwdrivers, and a roofing air gun. If you have any information about this crime or any others, call Crime Stoppers, 286-4050. Callers need not reveal their identity to give information or to receive a reward of up to $1,000.
And now our theme for Bonnie. Yeah. Bonnie's theme song. Welcome back to Travel World with Will and Back and Stephen Clifford. You have trouble.
Reputation continues. Yes.
The reputation continues.
The boys on Travel World. That's all us. The people around the world who make up part of our team. And continuing here with our discussion of Quebec City, and we're just saying before the break, the food, and we talked about L'Astral, the revolving restaurant atop Lowe's Le Concorde, and there are a variety of other restaurants we experienced. One of those was a place you had dined at
10
years ago, and they're still in business.
Okay.
The restaurant D'Orsay, which is great, downtown in the shopping district near City Hall.
The restaurant that made famous the saying, De l'eau, s'il vous plaît.
Yes, you were so thirsty, but they were so accommodating to bring you more water because you were burning up.
Well, I was thirsty as hell. I mean, it was a long, hot day, and we wanted to have lunch and had nothing to drink all morning. So, yes, nice, cool, refreshing water.
And they brought plenty of it to you. And they're on Rue du Bois. This is a shopping district by the City Hall and across the street from the Museum of French America. So a great place to stop off for lunch in between taking your Grey Line tour. Just a block away, drop by Restaurant D'Orsay for lunch and a bistro food, cozy pub-style atmosphere, and in your honor, Willem, I enjoyed the French onion soup and steak and fries.
Next time in Yoav's honor, you'll have calamari and steak, right?
Yes, I can do that. I can do that. That would be more a dinner menu. So
yeah, we can fax in our orders.
I've had that for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can have it.
Yoav wanted to know, though, that revolving restaurant, whether or not it spun at 45 RPM.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't know I did, but okay. Does it?
Or whether the revolving restaurant went a full 360 degrees?
Actually, my question was, is it a UFO? Or does it just take off from the needle and just go up, you know?
Or as Mike Bilodeau said when he wanted the 360-degree revolving restaurant, he said, I can't go there because it'll be too hot.
Yes.
What?
I can draw a diagram for Yoav as to what degrees.
Yes.
Thank you.
Heat. Thermal.
Yeah, I know. That was just horrible. I understand. I'm not even sure if it was a joke or not because it was just awful. Did he meant it as a joke?
No, if you do this,
actually, Mike Bilodeau probably meant it.
Oh.
Yes. So, Dana, talking about the meals, what were some of your favorite dining experiences in Quebec City?
One thing that I particularly enjoyed about the bistro lunches, D'Orsay restaurant and pub, was the traditional salad with the mixed greens, and it had a sweet cream dressing and some fresh radish, and it was a little different. It wasn't a vinaigrette at all. It was I'm a real salad person, as Stephen came to know while we were visiting. Everywhere I went, I was starting off with a salad.
Grazing.
I guess like a traditional American does, but the soup that Stephen had there had as much cheese as I've ever seen on a French onion soup.
You got to see Willem's soup.
He did mention that it was one of Willem's favorites, and then the steak and potatoes that he followed up with.
Yes.
I ended up having a really lovely lunch there, and one thing I especially enjoyed was I always enjoy a good homemade brew, and I did try to drink as much of the Quebec beer as I could. And at lunch, the woman who was working with us, she said that the brasserie that was local, the brewmeister will only brew one local beer for each pub, so you couldn't get the same beer that was brewed locally for that pub at another pub. So I did enjoy a few selections there as well as around the city.
Oh, yes, you can actually drink your way around Quebec City. There's a number of...
Join Jackie Perrin, who took the sign, Drink Canada Dry, literally.
And then you may be able to have to go and get a wheelchair or get carted around if you do the drinking tour. And
you can sit there with Yoav.
Stephen was a lean on.
There you go.
And for some very special traditional Quebec dining, the Aux Anciens Canadiens restaurant, again down near the Chateau Frontenac Hotel, and that's a tradition in the city. I remember eating there almost 30 years ago, my first trip to Quebec City with my grandmother, and it's still going strong. The traditional farm foods of Quebec, starting off with the country bread and the
That's delicious.
Pea soup.
The pea soup was excellent. And, excellent pea soup.
Well, this time of year, after walking around, it can get a little windy and a little cool. Fill yourself up with a big, hearty bowl of pea soup and then bring it along to your table if you want extras, any tureen that they'll leave on your table. Whole meal of
Well, if you've ever had Quebec French-Canadian pea soup, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Campbell's makes them, but it's awful.
It's not the same thing.
It's bad. They are not serving Campbell's soup. This is homemade soup.
Yes.
And an entree of traditional baked beans in a pot.
Yes, Stephen enjoys that when I have a good helping.
No, I think, Willem, we'll just tell you about it.
Run for cover?
Or else you have the grilled roast turkey in a hazelnut sauce. These are the traditional 1700, 1800 meals served in Old Quebec, and it's housed as a restaurant in the oldest house still existing in Quebec, built from 1675, the Maison Jacquette. So a very historical farm home with the low ceilings and the traditional farm windows. So you can create that atmosphere by the fireplace to enjoy a hearty Quebec-style meal at the Aux Anciens Canadiens.
And they did have a wonderful suggestion for wine with dinner that evening from a Canadian wine from the Niagara Valley, which I typically enjoy a red, but this white was accommodated my meal, which I had a roasted chicken stuffed in a croissant puff with a cream gravy, which was really lovely, with a nice little side of pureed squash. It was really very country, but with a little bit of gourmet flair, I thought.
Oh, and it was very nicely presented. It was half the meal comes in the presentation. How it comes is really the proof in the pudding.
It's actually something special when you take a look at the way they prepare a proper meal.
Oh, it was a delightful meal, and I can certainly recommend. Those are the three dining choices for a short weekend getaway. La Strada at Lowe's Le Concorde, the Restaurant Pub d'Orsay, and the Aux Anciens Canadiens. Stay at the Hotel Dominion 1912. And, of course, all of these suggestions will be up on the Travel World website at www.twc.ca over the coming week.
Yes, with our great webmaster, Yoav Sarabo, putting up all the great pictures for us. We still have to get our rest of our Moscow pictures. But you have pictures from Quebec City with you that you will be putting up as well.
I have some pictures of Quebec City and the pictures from the websites that I'll be giving to Yoav. So you'll be able to see all of the places that we talked about today. Now, this was your first trip to Quebec City. Would you be returning for a weekend getaway, Dana?
I have actually recommended it several times just through my own little memory as well as the pictures that I've had developed. And for those people that I know traditionally who like to travel to Europe who may not be able to come up with the expense right now, short air time from Pennsylvania, Air Canada was a lovely way to go. And I have actually considered myself that I may be looking towards Carnival.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, that, God, yeah.
If you like to sample some of the beverages that are to be served
yes.
in the city
oh.
and to drink your way around town, a lot of hearty party goers hit there at the beginning of February every year. And that information, they'll be glad to set you up with all that information at the Quebec City Convention and Visitors Bureau, 418-649-2608. www.quebecregion.com. Not too early to start planning because Quebec during Carnival is certainly the happening place. You have to book your rooms. Beginning now, it would not be too late to get the rooms reserved for, particularly on the weekends. It covers a couple of weekends beginning of February and whiles away those dark, dreary nights of February and wintertime to enjoy the hospitality of Quebec City. Well, Dana Shoemaker, thanks for joining us.
Thanks
this morning
for having
on
me.
Travel World, and glad you enjoyed Quebec City, and I can invite our listeners to sample it for themselves as a weekend getaway as we encourage our listeners to hit the road and see more of what North America has to offer these days.
Thanks, Stephen, and thanks, Willem.
Thank you, Dana. Thanks for being on Travel World with us.
I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yeah.
And when we come back, then Cindy Edwards, she was talking about wines in Niagara region. She was in the Niagara region. So we're going to
Cindy Edwards is back.
Oh, yes. And she stayed at a bed and breakfast down in Niagara. Wonder what
color. The heck was it called?
I don't know. We're going to find out when we return.
Stay tuned to Travel World. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Hey, Bob, did you see the news last night?
Judy, I don't watch that stuff anymore.
Don't watch it? Don't you want to stay informed about what's going on?
Well, sure I do. But you don't learn anything from mainstream media news except what the government wants you to learn. That's why I read SierraTimes.com to get the real stories.
SierraTimes.com, what's that?
SierraTimes.com is an internet news publication with no ties to the government or mainstream liberal media. They get to the truth behind the stories and publish the real news that the liberals don't want you to see.
Oh, one of those crackpot websites, huh?
Well, not exactly, Judy. SierraTimes.com has broken several major news stories and is read by hundreds of thousands of Americans who want to know what's really going on. They cover the stories that aren't politically correct so that people can make informed decisions about elections, about referendums, about serious issues that may mean a danger to our very freedoms.
Okay, sounds interesting. So where can I find it?
Oh, you girls are so cute. I told you, if you want news with an attitude, then go to www.sierratimes.com. That's www.sierratimes.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe, ultra-memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra-memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra-memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
Travel World. Hundreds of travel tips and real-life stories.
People seem to just like to maybe more in control of their destiny, and they want to book their tickets and be able to check in and, you know, to the extent they could do it all on their own and not see anyone until they sit on the flight and flight attendants are serving them, they seem to prefer that. So,
if it can reduce some of the lines, that's one of the hassles of travel.
Absolutely.
Everywhere in the world, it's hurry up to wait. That if you can eliminate one of those lineups during the whole travel process, you've made the whole travel process better for everyone concerned.
When I went out there, I chose instead to stay at the Radisson Hotel, which is just a couple blocks away. It affords you a gorgeous view of the Bessboro and the entire
15
river.
And Cindy's online.
Hotel, and it has incredibly beautiful accommodations inside.
From weekend getaways to 5-day, 6-night vacations, find out the best trips for you.
Travel World.
Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern, for Liberty Works Radio.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual.
Federal Savings Bank.
Tell me, how will I ever be the same?
Did I mention it was ratings period?
I think we're just finished the ratings book and going into another one. Have to keep the ratings up here on Travel World. Stephen Pickford with Willem Backus and Yoav Saralbo.
Special guest online. I'm excited every time we have the great Cindy Edwards on board. We understand, Cindy, that you stayed at a bed and breakfast in Niagara Region. What was it called?
It was called Regent Garden Muse Bed and Breakfast. And it's beautiful. It's brand new.
Was it a blue house on a hill?
It was not a blue house on a hill. It was a White House on a street.
So you can naturally say you slept in the White House.
There you go.
I have. And it was gorgeous. I was with my husband, Colin Chithui, who's on the phone with us right now.
Hi, Colin.
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Great.
So,
how was beautiful.
Good. So how was it down there in the Niagara region?
It is gorgeous. It was my first time going to the Niagara region. I'd been to Niagara Falls before, but a friend of ours was having a wedding, and she was having her reception at the Pillar and the Post. You might want to make note of that. It's a spa in Niagara on the Lake.
Ooh,
and it's
spas.
Gorgeous.
Yes.
Have you heard of the Pillar and the Post?
I have heard of it. Great reputation as an upscale getaway retreat for people in southern Ontario and upper New York State.
Yeah, we walked around the grounds. That's about as much as the spa life as we got into it. But we went to the reception there, and it was beautiful. So I would highly recommend that place if you didn't want to go the B&B route. But there are more B&Bs than I've ever seen in my life on every block.
And coincidentally, all of the new all of the free parking in Niagara Falls takes you directly to the casino. Free shuttle buses to the casino from anywhere in Niagara Falls.
Yeah, I bet.
Which is good if you can actually make it out of that casino, because then you're right at the strip, which is just beautiful going down in the Horseshoe Falls, which is the Canadian view. Yeah,
that's got to be one of the most
busy as it has been in the past because of everything that's happened. And I'm surprised there are not more people from the States coming up, though, because of our dollar being so low.
Yeah, no kidding.
It gets lower all the time, and it's great value for American visitors, particularly at this time of year.
That is a good point, yeah. Very
much
so.
There's some really nice outlet malls as well on the Canadian side. We used to, as Canadians, go down to the U.S. a lot to shop, but now we're seeing some Americans come up here to shop at our outlet mall, so great stuff there as well.
And Canadians are staying at home and spending their dollars here because they know that their dollar won't go very far when they cross the border.
50%.
Yeah, it's about that, yeah. So you could get some terrific value if you're an American coming to visit Canada.
Definitely. And we went to the Shaw Festival.
Oh, yes, the Shaw Festival.
I want to hear about this. Tell us about it.
I'd never been to the Shaw Festival. I'd heard about it, and everybody always said, go, 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 make sure you get there. And so we had some tickets to Peter Pan, and there were three shows in a day, and we went in the afternoon, and it was amazing.
And they have all of the biggest, it's probably the number one theater spot in Canada, and all of the plays get incredible reviews, and some big-name actors come through, and they're all traditional Shakespearean plays.
Ooh.
Is Peter Pan Shakespearean?
No, not that one. Not
Peter
that
Pan.
One, but the rest of them are.
William Shakespeare's Peter Pan.
I'm the sports fan in the family, so.
Hark, wherefore art thou, Wendy?
That's right. I heard that line.
You know that the Shaw Theater is the second largest repertory theater in North America? Did anybody else know that?
I did not know that.
No, I don't think anybody does.
That is a new
fact. I will
now
define repertory for you. No, I won't.
Well, I can define repertory for you, Colin.
Thank you.
That is what Cindy's going to do to you to remind you of that particular...
you will never live that down. You didn't know it. You're going to be reminded.
But now Cindy has got ammunition whenever anyone wants to remind her about the Blue House on the Hill.
Yes.
Shakespearean Peter Pan.
the reason I was thinking Shakespearean is because of all the wonderful free wine tours.
So you drank your way around the Niagara region.
Yeah, you get to sample all of these brilliant wines, or the best wines in Canada, and
in the world in some cases
the ice wines are some of the world's best, and you get to taste test everything.
Oh, yes, of course.
We didn't do that when we were down there, but we thought about
it. I did.
Oh yeah, Colin went in, and actually we did try some wine. We just went into a little place in the downtown, and you get your little samples, and it's quite nice. You could really make a.
But after you have your two or three 40-cent. Or 25-cent samples, they look at you and say, is he going to buy anything?
and you just keep moving on,
so anyway.
Reminds me of one Peter Sauvé having 14 sample apple ciders at the Cold Hollow Cider Mill in Vermont.
dear.
When you have the free sample, some people figure this is a good chance not to have to buy the product. That is correct, because you go to a winery tour, the main purpose is to move some of that product. And
that's what I did in Sonoma. I just went from winery to winery, just got drunk for free.
Great golf courses, too, guys, in Niagara.
Oh?
Beautiful golf, yeah.
Tell us more.
Is it the Royal Niagara? It's the oldest golf course in North America.
That's what they claim, yes.
Really?
I think it is, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautiful.
Ooh.
We didn't play it, but but we did take a look at it, and some of our friends that weekend played it, and they said it was just amazing.
Are there any particular attractions that you not only went to but actually participated in? We were learning about the spa that you went to but didn't go.
Uh-oh.
And the golf course that you saw but didn't play.
We were on a bit of a budget. I'll tell you about one place we went to. It wasn't really an attraction. Well, it was on our street, and it was called the...
Uh-oh.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Yes.
Okay. It was blue.
Cindy's done it again.
It was painted blue, though.
What was it called? The Jelly Factory?
Yeah, the Jelly Factory. That is correct, yeah.
Are you sure that's what it was called?
Yeah, I think so.
The Dam House... You'll know it when you see it. If you go to Niagara on the lake, I highly recommend
you'll know it when you see it.
It's full of jam. That's all you see from the street.
They had free wine tasting there, too, and Cindy got into it pretty heavily. So
they have wine-flavored jellies and jams that you can take home and spread on your toast and recreate that Niagara buzz. Yes, okay.
Niagara buzz. That's something I've never heard.
I don't know. It just comes out of my mouth sometimes. It's a great line, yes.
There's a lot of fresh fruit in the Niagara region, and they make all their...
Oh, yes. We stopped and bought some grapes and ate the grapes. They're delicious. What else did we buy?
No, actually, I would like to make a little note about these grapes. Not only are they wonderful grapes, but they're grapes like you've never tasted before. Mm. They taste like little wine grapes. I know I'm burying myself deeper and deeper, but it doesn't taste like a regular grape. It actually tastes like wine.
Ooh.
And you know when you eat a green grape or a purple grape, it doesn't taste like wine. Right?
You wonder how it would get ever into wine, because to try to correspond, one, the basic ingredient into what the end product is, the tastes are different. So,
very.
Yeah, no, you're quite right on that count, that you sometimes wonder, how does A get into B?
Yes.
But these grapes that you buy at the wineries that they're selling actually taste like wine.
Maybe they were soaked in wine.
They could have been. You know something? You guys had probably a great time. But
we don't remember much. But,
oh, that's a great time. Oh, yeah. I can vouch for that.
Bring a video camera the next time so at least we can remember what we did.
There's a lot of history there, too, by the way.
Oh, it's a very...
horse-drawn carriages. They call it Little Williamsburg, comparing it to Williamsburg, West Virginia.
Ooh.
A lot of people go to Niagara region for the romantic getaway, and I think that's...
That's right.
It's a bed and breakfast capital, as you mentioned, the theater.
Heart-shaped beds.
Horse-drawn carriages.
Close to home, and lots of fun. One of those weekend getaway destinations that we continue to profile here on Travel World. Of course, Willem, you're down to Hamilton next week.
That's
so
right.
You can, not too far away.
Visit my mother and father, yes.
You'll be an hour away from Niagara. You can drop off some of those places, and we'll be learning next week from Neil Drabkin about some of the hot spots in New York City and Los Angeles as the Scenester hits the road again, and our report postponed from this week on Scranton and the Crayola Museum in Easton. That'll be next Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific for the Travel World Radio Show right here on the Liberty Works Radio Network. Thank you, Colin and Cindy, for joining us this morning with your update on weekend getaways in the Niagara region. Thank you.
It's our pleasure, and I just wanted to tell everybody, it is one of the most romantic places I've ever been. It really is. I recommend it. If you want to get that magic alive back in your relationship, go to Niagara on the Lake.
Oh, great advice. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Bagus.
I'm Yoav Saralbo.
Stay tuned for Travel World next week on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Happy traveling.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Truth in broadcasting.
Heard on.
Now that was cutting it fine.
That was pretty good.
You like that?
Pennsylvania.
KMBS.
Okay, you guys
Monroe,
behave.
Us?
Yeah.
Try something new for Jay. WBZB.
You like me when I'm bad, Bonnie.
Reno, Nevada, and other stations.
Have a great weekend, Monica.
You too.
news, information, and entertainment.